Ko moia wa tamanui France and tēnei, and this is your Wātea English News. Outgoing Māori Development Minister Willie Jackson says there is no need for the incoming government to tinker with the programs he set up. Mr Jackson expects Hamilton West MP Tama Potaka will get the portfolio, as he has the background and skills, and there are no other obvious contenders in Nationals ranks. He operated the portfolio on an open-door basis, and he believes most of it should be non-controversial, such as procurement, job training and whānau ora.
Kaupapa Māori should be apolitical, they should be, everyone should support it. So there's no reason to shut anything down, and I'm hoping that there's going to be a seamless transition.
Willie Jackson. On other news, web safety experts are warning rapid advances in technology are making women ever more vulnerable to online exploitation. Amokura Panoho, who's one of the contributors to today's online safety conference, run by NetSafe and Australia's eSafety Commissioner, says the problem is affecting wahine Māori who are subjected to bigotry or their images being misused on pornographic websites. She says with Marama Davidson's departure as Minister for Prevention of Family and Sexual Violence, New Zealand needs someone to continue her work, especially in the online space.
We need a political representative that is going to be an advocate and understands the advancements in this technology and is prepared to put their hand up and support our country as a whole to protect itself and protect our children, our tamariki, and our mokupuna for the future.
Amokura Panoho. And lastly, historian Buddy Mukaide says the last French town to be liberated by the New Zealand Division in World War I still remembers the extreme bravery of the soldiers involved. I Tauranga Moana Elder is just back from Lukenua, where he attended the opening of the New Zealand Memorial Museum. The division lost 196 members on November 4th, 1918, during their assault on the medieval walled town on the Western Front that stretched across northern France and Belgium. Mr. Mukaide, whose grandfather and granduncle were part of the Māori Pioneer Battalion attached to the division, says while the story of the soldiers who used a ladder to climb the town's 6-metre wall is well known, the Tapsil whānau shared the story of their ancestor Winiata Tapsil, who got bored with digging roads and tunnels and joined up with a rifle brigade for the day.
Winiata found a board and got across the moat on the board and he found a hole in the wall. His mates threw his rifle over, so he went into the town too and shot a few Germans, ran out of ammunition, so came back. And this is the thing that makes the story so true for me, because this is a real Māori thing. So on the way back out of the town, grabbed a couple of chickens for the boys.
Buddy Mukaide says the future All Black was given 14 days filled punishment for not being at his post. And that's your Wātea English News.